AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. A pre-winter storm of snow, freezing rain, and bone-chilling temperatures is creating a real mess in the Midwest and Northeast. It's caused hundreds of accidents. Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh says a gas tanker skidded off I-95, and there was a huge pileup in the same area because of icy conditions.
55 cars were involved in this terrible accident. It's probably the worst pileup we've had in probably our history. Two fatalities thus far. We had 15 people transported to the hospital, but that does not count the people who went to the hospital on their own.
At least six deaths are blamed on slick roads in the U.S. Retail analysts say stores need to be more aggressive with discounts to draw in shoppers in these last days before Christmas.
Stores are pushing deals and incentives like free shipping for the final week of the holiday shopping season, as new numbers show people are so far spending at a bit of a slower pace than last year. Britt Beamer with America's Research Group says shoppers are holding out for better discounts.
They've seen none of those in a big enough way to get them shopping. So if retailers don't get on the stick this weekend and next week, they're going to see, they may become a retail museum versus a retail store at the end of Christmas.
I'm Sandy Kozell.
China's defense ministry has put out a statement explaining why it seized a U.S. Navy unmanned drone. AP correspondent Michael Rubin reports.
They did it in order to ensure the safe navigation of passing ships in the area. This was the South China Sea. They said they did not know what this device was. They seized it, they investigated it, and then they said that upon determining that it was a U.S. Navy drone, they decided that they would return it to the U.S. in an appropriate manner.
U.S. officials had confirmed that they had secured an understanding for the return of the device. This is AP Radio News. In the NHL, Dallas ends Philadelphia's win streak.
The Dallas Stars halted the Philadelphia Flyers' 10-game winning streak 3-1. Flyers' longest winning streak in 31 years. Antti Niemi outdueled Steve Mason in goal. Niemi stopped 31 of 32 shots, while Mason had 25 saves. Stars overcame a 1-0 deficit after one. Radek Foxo had a goal and an assist, tied the game in the second. Then Adam Cracknell put the Stars ahead for good early in the third with a rebound goal. Jordy Benn sealed the victory with an empty netter. Taylor Lear scored the lone Flyers goal. Bob Stevens, Dallas.
A former staff member says former New York Republican Congressman Benjamin Gilman, who chaired the House Committee on International Relations in the 1990s, has died today at age 94 at a VA facility south of Poughkeepsie. Gilman was first elected to Congress in 1972 and served until 2003, representing the Lower Hudson Valley area north of New York City. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.